Welcome to the Internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Comcast Streaming Audio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yes, and welcome to yet another Havoc broadcast. We're here, Death Face, your host, as always, with it's got to be at least our fourth or fifth show now. Can't even keep count, we're keeping going. Anyway, we've got loads of news for you today, guys. Loads of stuff going on. Probably the most panicked show you've ever heard. What a nightmare getting this all together, I can tell you that for nothing. Let's just sort out the volume levels here a little bit, and we should be set right about now. Anyway, let's have a look, see what the news is. First of all, we've had some changes on the whole Havoc system. Set the Havoc FTP server up now. This is basically the FTP server. If you want to get on the station and you want to get your broadcasts on, or you want to get your MP3s on, anything like that, your music, you want to get your views on here, instead of just having to try and find me on IRC sometimes, because I'm always idling, but I'm never actually here, you can get on the Havoc FTP server. I'm going to give you that address now. I'm going to put it on the website as well. 62.30.215.136, and that's on port 8453. Username radio, password radio. If you get on there now, well, not now because it's not working, but anyway, if you get on there after the show or at any time before the next show, you'll be able to upload your stuff into the Havoc folder straight there. There's an instructions text file in there as well for you guys to listen to. It's a text file for you guys to read to understand what's going on, and then just upload your slot there. I'll check it out and put it on the station, whatever's going on. That's a quicker way of getting stuff to me. And of course, for the regular guys, you can just upload your stuff there, and I'll pick it up straight away. Much, much easier than trying to send me DCCs on IRC. Right, what else we got? We changed some bits in the channel as well. You'll see some bots sitting in the channel now. I think we've got two bots in the channel. Basically, what these bots are for is they're here to make your listening experience that much better. Oh yes, that's right. Basically, we've got two bots. One's just a little channel bot doing some administration for us. The other bot is, it's basically a file serve bot. It's a questions bot. It will do anything for you. And very shortly, when we finish it off, it's going to be able to serve you with all the MP3s. It's going to be able to take your MP3s off you and all your stuff. You know, all that kind of malarkey. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's going to make the whole listening experience that much better. So, like, right now, if you were listening to the station right at the start there, you would have heard TRSI Records, Atlantis Recovery. If you wanted to get that, you could just DCC it from the bot. So, it's all going good now. Yep, we run a democratic channel, as Lacoste has said. As Clary said, even I can't read the screen. So everybody in there is going to be getting ops pretty much. We've got a nice lot of people in here now. What other news do we have? Let's see. Had some discussions with our streaming host, and it seems to have been sorted. All the problems that we were having, been sorted. We're not getting dropouts anymore. We're not getting all those kind of problems. So I've seen a few people already saying that the whole thing's been a bit smoother and easier to lose. I'm just going to play this music down in the background, by the way. Yeah, so the whole thing should be a lot easier to use and to listen to, and it shouldn't drop out so much, which is good news. Been a long time coming for that, I tell you. So anyway, it's good to know that things are getting a lot better. Had loads of feedback from the last show. We're going to get onto that into a minute. Let's see what else. Oh yeah, between the last show and now, we found music that nobody else has got. After I put out a call for a whole load of Randall of Suburban Bass stuff, people sent me loads of those modules. Couldn't play them in Winamp, which was a bit of a pain in the arse, so I can only load them in Mod Tracker. And then I have to convert them to MP3s to play them on the station. I didn't have enough time to actually do that for this broadcast, but we're definitely going to be trying to sort that out for the next show. Right. We've got the music that nobody else has. I've found some old CDs, some real old CDs and some real old discs, and I've got music that you guys probably haven't heard for a long, long time. So, you know, keep tuning in. You're going to hear some shit that you haven't heard in a long time, and you're going to enjoy that. I know. We've got a classic module coming up for you guys next. Some of you guys won't actually know what it is. Some of the newer guys on the scene, some of the guys that haven't been keeping track of the Amiga scene about, I think we're talking nearly 4 or 5 years ago now. But this is a classic module. You'll hear it very shortly. What else we got? Drift and Randall. Yes, Drift and Randall may be here for the next show. They may be making a reappearance. Just looking at the channel, all our bots are timing out and Ecstasy's timing out. So that's great. Anyway, talking about the bots, I just want to go back to that for 1 second. Got to say a big thanks to Ecstasy. He's the man. He's sorting all our bots out. He's our technical guy on the IRC channel, so he's doing this. We just don't have enough time to carry on and do everything here, so on our own. So we really need the support of guys like that. Anyway, just looking in the channel again while I'm doing this. People are saying from Dapo, yep, it's smoother than the mofa. Oh, yes, it is. This is the Havoc Free Scene Radio, and we are streaming like a motherfucker. It's good. I'm really happy about this now. We've had zero dropouts so far, so sorted. I'm going to keep an eye on that from now on. Anyway, back to the news, guys. Drift and Randall, yes, they may be here for the next show, making their reappearance. As you may have heard, actually, over here in the UK, we've had one or two epidemics of foot and mouth disease. It affects animals, sheep and all that, so if Drift actually gets let out of the house and he's not under quarantine, they should be here for the next show. We shall have to see that. Hopefully those guys can come back. Ah, yes. Now, what can we say about this one? Well, I'm happy to say that there is only one thing to say for this show, one real important piece of news, and... Oh, yes, happy birthday, Clary. Yep, yesterday, Clary got a year older. It's not very polite to tell, tell how old a woman is. But anyway, yes, so happy birthday to Clary. A real havoc welcome to this station. Again, thanks for all your help, Clary. Thanks for all your help, Fury. And I hope you had a great birthday yesterday. Anyway, Mecca. Mecca, here we go. Now, here's some bitching news for you. We have three people on the ground floor at Mecca. Yep, that's right. We have three of the prime people on the Havoc. We've got Clary and Fury, and we've got Ritz, and they're going to be on the ground floor at Mecca, going around getting the getting all the latest info, bringing you live broadcasts from Mecca itself. What other radio station can do this? What other scene resource can do this? That's it. It's just us. We're going to be talking to the Mecca people. Hopefully, we should have some kind of arrangement to bring you the best Mecca experience if you couldn't get there, and even if you are there. So keep tuned to the station. Keep checking the websites, and keep asking us. Keep asking us what's new, what's going on, because there is some good stuff coming up for Mecca. Like I said, three people on the ground floor there, and we're going to be speaking to everyone that we can find. Right, talking about that, we did the first ever real audio interview for the scene last broadcast with Vention. Now, we've had a lot of really good feedback with that. I want to do more of these. This was really good. A lot of people have said it's great. What I want to know from you guys is, who do you want to hear on the station? You know, who do you want to hear here? We need to know who you respect, who you want to hear interviewed on this station, and we will do it for you. We will get them on there. Talking about Vention, talking about Kefren's, talking about Desert Dream there, we had a broken module last week. That was absolutely not my fault at all, so we're going to blame that all on Laxity. Yeah, because... it was. I don't know what was up with that. Anyway, I just downloaded that module. It sounded fine when I played it, and then it just didn't work. It was very strange. Well, it had that crap sample in the middle of it. Anyway, sorry about that, guys. Continuing in the tradition of the Havoc Free Scene Radio, we had a broken module last week. Now this week we've got a broken mixer. Yes, that's right. About 20 minutes before we went live here, the mixer just fell apart on me. It's like broken stuff is a real tradition on this station. So I'll fix that with a bit of sellotape and a bit of blue tack, and it seems to be okay. But if I suddenly go off the air, that's why. So we've got a real lack of equipment. I need to buy some more stuff here anyway. So that'll be done for the next broadcast. We'll try and sort this out. Talking about the next broadcast, we've had a lot of requests to change the format of the shows. A lot of people have said they'd like us to do shows every week and split the broadcasts up. So I don't know, maybe give ADOC 1 week, Claire and Fury the next. But you want a show every single week, and maybe. Axel's just said, who won the broken CD ROM? No one's won the broken CD yet, mate. In fact, what we might do is ship it to Mecca and give it to somebody as a prize. But that's something we'll have to look into. So talking about the broadcast here, I think I said this last week, I'd really love to do a show every week, every Saturday or every Sunday, which is another thing I want to talk about. Saturday afternoon, is this a good time for people? I mean, what do people think? Is this a good time, or would it be better off broadcasting at a different time? I don't know. I want to hear your opinions on this, guys. I can't really decide for you when the best time is. So tell me. Send me an email, deathbase@thehavoc.co.uk. I've had loads of requests to do shows every week, but like I said last week, I'd love to do it, but I can't do it unless I get more support. There's only about three, four guys working behind this station, giving in regular slots. You know who they are, and it's just far too much work for us to get. A full show done every week. So, yeah, I know people have said reduce the show to an hour long and play it every week rather than 2 hours every 2 weeks. But we'll see what we can do. Anyway, Fox sends his greets out to everybody, and I'm sure he only messaged me just to get his name on the radio. But, Fox asked for a change of the time and day. So, like I say, get some opinions. I've got a few in already. If I get enough one way or the other, then we'll make the changes that you want, guys. This is your station. From the last broadcast. Was it the last broadcast or the broadcast before that? I think it was the last broadcast. I had a bit of a Linux bash last week. Red Hat told it was. I said it was absolutely shite. Some people took some exception to that. I'm not going to name who they were, but I got this huge email. When I say huge, I mean about 100 lines worth of email. saying why Linux was great, why I shouldn't have said that, why it wasn't good, why this, why that. Anyway, you know who you are, mate. I'm not going to say your name, but I posed this guy a challenge, and I said to him, well, you've got your opinions, so that's fair enough. Get on the station here. Come on, do your slot, get on the station, and give us some Linux information. We'd like to hear that. And he said, yeah, he's going to think about it. So hopefully, at some point soon, we should have a whole Linux section on here, getting giving you all the latest information on that side of the biz. I mean, we've got the Amiga, we've got the PC, we've got all the scene news, but getting some Linux stuff on here, that would be great. Right, I think that's basically all of the station news for this week. Let's have a look at what's happened in the scene news. I'm not going to go through too much because, as always, ADOC of Huggy has presented us with some great scene news, as he always does. What's happened since last week? Well, a day after we did the last broadcast, Eurochart was released. Yay. Well done, mate. I had a flip through that. Said ADOC talked about that in his broadcast. Oh, hang on. Some people are getting cut off now. Let me just have a look here. Okay, we're going to keep an eye on that anyway. Like I was saying, Eurochart was released. That was pretty good. There were some good articles in that. Shane Wolf, the article from Shane Wolf, very, very strange. I think he should be banned. I think we should ban him, basically, from ever writing anything for any scene mag ever again. But there we go, that's just my opinion. But no, overall, Eurochart, I thought it was a pretty good mag. Well done to Dark Hawk, nice one. Okay, CFX Web has been promising a redesign of their webpage for ages, and they've handily put a link on the main page to the updated design page. It looks the same, guys. It looks absolutely the same. So I've got no doubt that when you actually finish up your design and finish it all out, but CFX, what? Your design looks the same. So get it sorted out. But I know you guys are going to sort it out. I think we're also going to do some kind of cooperation with them at some point. But that's to do with SIGGRAPH more than that, so we'll come back to that in a second. Other news, RamJam and Team 9. RamJam, respected group, as everyone should know, and Team 9, cooperating to create a 3D shoot-em-up. Apparently my man Surfing is in charge of this, but I couldn't get hold of him in time, which is a shame, because I'd really like to find out some more about this. So hopefully for the next broadcast, we shall find out exactly what's going on about that. Let's have a look. Performance 2001, those releases are now online. You can get them at ftp.scene.org/pub/incoming/performance01. So get on there, download your latest releases, guys. Another thing that has really kicked off in the last couple of weeks is demos as MPEGs. A lot of people now have been recording their old school Amiga demos, and I think some PC demos maybe, to MPEGs. Now, they are huge sizes, some of them. But I think this is great. I think it's a really good idea because a lot of people out there aren't going to get the chance to see those demos again. But so you can download them. The two main places that I've found are www.biterapers.com/SIVU/Amiga. Tilde's that squirrely thing, you know, up top, little squealy thing. You know what I mean. Anyway, that's the main archive. Now, those MPEGs that are there, they are very big. We're talking 40, 50 meg for some of those, but they're quite good quality, and they've got some damn good demos on there, so nice one to those guys. You can also get some more at omr.planet-d.net/AMIDemos, AMIDEMOS. Those are lower quality AVIs rather than MPEGs. And they've also got some good demos on there. Definitely go there, download some of them. So nice one, guys. Thanks for that. Those are, as I say, lower quality. They're about 4 to 5 meg each. So you guys with modems shouldn't have a problem downloading them. Talking about modems, Sulfur. Sulfur's getting a cable modem now. Now, this guy is unbelievable. He's got a 56K modem, and he just downloads more than anyone I've ever known. He's getting a cable modem now after many, many lines of text explaining it all. I had a long old chat with him. So watch out, all you Monkey Spanker websites, because your traffic is going to increase tenfold. Since I've spoken to him, he's also managed to sell it to a bunch of other UK scene people. So, I don't know, maybe he's working on commission these days. Maybe we don't know, but we'll see. Anyway, but that's good news. More people that get bandwidth, the more people that get for higher bandwidth, the more I don't know, probably the more crap you can download, to be honest. I can't really think of a positive aspect of that. Anyway, what else have we had? Oh, yes, now, you... I'm sure you guys have all heard about this, and I couldn't really do a broadcast without talking about it.
All your bases are belong to us.
Yes, all your bases belong to us. That was great. I mean, that was really great. I've got to say, big up to those guys that did that. That was impressive. That's the kind of releases that I love to see, you know. It didn't take any real amount of coding talent, but it took some real innovation and real thought, and it was some nice design behind that. So that's great. That is really the kind of thing that I want to be seeing. Respect to you guys. It's turned into something like a craze now. Everywhere you go, you just see all your bases belong to us. All your base t-shirts, all your base mugs, mouse mats, everything. That's absolutely crazy. I have to say, I was pointed to this last night. Dutch railway page, one of the major Dutch railways, it was hacked last week, and it had a big banner with all your trains belong to us put across the top. I thought that was amazing. That was great. Actually, I was saying, what the fuck is it? All your base is... now, where is it? www.allyourbase.net or AYB.net. It's basically a web-based kind of demo. I can't really explain it any other way. Actually, you're just going to have to... you're just going to have to try and see it somehow. If you've got a PC there, go check it out. But everybody knows about it. I can't really explain it. It's very difficult. It's like a really old demo that's not got any effects in it. It's just kind of pictures with all your base. It's weird. It's very weird. And Sack says him and a couple of people were pasting it all over Nottingham while smashed. That's true. It's turned into a real craze. I don't know why, but it's very cool. Big up to those guys, definitely. As Sack says, seems funny at the time. You know, we're going to look back at this next year and go, what? That was just so lame. Anyway, let's have a look. Yeah, we started off last week with the revelation that Candyman took a bath. That was good. ADOC of Huggy is just asking me, what was that URL? I think it was www.allyourbase.net. Don't hold me to that. I'll try and find the URL. I'll put it on the website tonight. As I said, started off last week. Candyman took a bath. It's the clean the scene week. So that was good news all round, I think. Probably people can start moving back into the houses either side of him, which is cool. UAE, yes. Last week, thanks to Clary and Fury, I installed UAE, got it all working. OS 3.9, very nice. It's too fast. It is way too fast. Like I had like an Amiga on acid when I run it. If I load the workbench clock while just running on the slowest emulation possible, an hour goes by every 15 minutes. Which is so it's great if you just want to play around in Workbench, but if you actually want to look at a demo or listen to a module, the timing is all screwed up, so it's really not working very well. So hopefully I can sort that out. Sulfa recommended me Fellow, or Amiga Fellow, or Amy Fellow. Can't remember what it's called exactly. Just pause that for a second. We've actually got the URL now. It's www.allyourbase.net. I was right. Anyway, let's see, I've got some messages here, and of course, Scream. Scream is here, he sent me a message. Yeah, greets going out to the Scream, most definitely, guys. Greets going out to all our regular listeners, all the people in the channel. Nice to see you here. Thanks for the support, guys. Let's have a look, see what else there is. Anyone that's listening and they're not in the channel, #HavocRadio on FNET, get on there, go for it. Yeah, that's where all the action is, people. There's loads of people in there now chatting away, and that's the quickest way actually to get on the station. If you've got an opinion, if you've got something to say, I'll be checking that channel all day and all broadcast and reading out anything that I can see. So that's good news. Get on there right now. UAE way too fast. So I need to try and sort that out. If anyone's got any recommendations on how I can actually slow down UAE to be something near usable, that'd be good. Anything like that. Anyway, let's have a look. What else happened last week? Oh, yeah, the war. That's right. We had a bit of a war-related broadcast last time. It seemed that basically 2 weeks ago now, we declared war on Iraq and we bombed them a couple of times, which was a good laugh, and got rid of some tax dollars and all that kind of stuff. And it seems to be over. So so by playing cannon fodder and Desert Strike, I guess we did our bit. So anyway, that's good news. Other news, let's have a look. www.hackernetwork.com. Yeah, now this was funny. Hackernetwork.com was actually hacked last week itself. That's a good laugh. I'm sure they have plenty of respect for that. So, there seems to be loads of hacker turf wars going on. And talking of hacker turf wars, actually, I'm sure you guys have all heard the Pakistani and the Indian hackers in the war. Pakistan and India are having, you know, some huge war over a bit of land or something. I don't know, whatever they're fighting about out there. And they actually take very seriously people defacing each other's websites. So people that are hacking, like Pakistanis that are hacking Indian websites and Indians that are hacking Pakistani websites, there's all these problems about it. And they're sending the police after these people and trying to bust them and sending them to prison and cutting off their hands or whatever they do out there. The funny thing is, they spend all this time and resources and money trying to catch these hackers, and at some point they're blowing up huge sections of the desert. They're like launching nuclear warheads at each other, and it's like, yeah, well, we don't care. We're just going to fire nuclear warheads at each other. We're not really bothered. We'll blow up a bit of sand. But that script kiddie, that 16-year-old guy sitting in his bedroom that defaced, www.pakistan.com. Oh yeah, we've got to catch him. We've got to sort him out. So that's a bit surreal, actually. I think some people out there need to get their priorities in order. Broadcast this time, just going to pause there. I forgot another bit of news. We've had an absolutely mad time trying to get stuff sorted out this week. All kinds of problems. I only actually got all the broadcasts together about 5 minutes before the show started. Unfortunately, Macke couldn't be on the show this week. Big shout out going to Macke and the Hash UK scene crew. And he's going to be back next time. He's made a promise now, and I've broadcasted it on radio. So he better be on here next time where you guys can go and all flame him. I'll give you his email address or something and you can mail bomb him. So, Macke, get on here next time, mate. Thanks for your support. Going back to the news, SIGGRAPH. As you know, Havoc is an official SIGGRAPH partner. We are in there on the ground floor helping out with all the SIGGRAPH arrangements. So I can tell you some exclusive news. Well, I could do if I had any, but there isn't any, really. I can tell you we've been working away in the background at the moment. We've had a lot of new submissions. I'm actually on the private mailing list, so you guys won't see this, anyone that's on the public announce list. But on the private mailing list, we have had, in the last 2 weeks, I believe we've had at least 4 new entries. That's just counting off the top of my head, so I'm not 100% sure about that. But we've been getting a lot more demos submitted. That's really good. The deadline for submitting SIGGRAPH demos is drawing close. It's March the 21st. Okay, if you want to get your demo shown at SIGGRAPH and be part of the whole get the scene out into the world thing, it's going to be a landmark. It's going to be a landmark thing, really. I know this is going to be big, guys. So if you want to be part of that, you need to get in there straight away, March the 21st. Now, it's not as easy as just sending your demo in. There are various forms that you need to fill out and just say that, yes, you give us permission to broadcast your demo to a bunch of people and all that kind of stuff, and you're not going to sue us and all that. So it's not just as easy as giving your demo in. But it's pretty much that easy. It's just a couple of forms you have to fill out and bits you have to agree to. If you want to get on there, just check in the channel again. Dapper has asked what demos. Yeah, any demos. Amiga, PC, anything. If we can get it onto DVD or VHS, we should have no problems in broadcasting it there at SIGGRAPH in front of thousands of people that turn up to this event. Just recap what SIGGRAPH is. It's one of the biggest American graphics conventions, so you're not going to want to miss out on that opportunity, guys. This is a big thing. So all you have to do to get on there, if you want any help or assistance, just contact me. That's deathface@thehavoc.co.uk. There's also the official SIGGRAPH website, which is out there. Sachs just... yes, now we've got a bunch of comedians in the channel, haven't we? We've got Spectrum, Game Boy Demos, Amstrad. Yes, guys, I'll tell you what, here's my challenge to you. If you can get Spectrum, Game Boy and Amstrad demos onto DVD, then you're welcome to submit them, okay? That's my challenge to you guys. We're happy to take anything as long as it's on DVD. Oh, God, it's getting stupid now, isn't it? Basically, if you need any help or if you want to submit, in the first instance, contact any of the SIGGRAPH team. You should know who they are. Fionn is usually in Hash Coders. I'm always around on Hash UK Scene or Hash The Scene or Hash Pixel or something. Anyway, get in contact with me, deathbase@thehavoc.co.uk. I will pass your message on to all the SIGGRAPH people and post it to the private list, and we will get back to you and tell you exactly what needs to be done. So we will sort that out for you. So, guys, I can't stress enough. Most definitely, get your stuff in there, because this is going to be big. Yes, let's have a look. Ah, yeah, now this was interesting. This was a bit of news that came out last week. Viruses are being used for commercial gain. Websites, a lot of websites, can't remember the exact one. It was alltime.net or something like that. Websites have actually been exploiting an Internet Explorer bug, which allows you to download a file into your startup folder. It will be executed, obviously, on the next reboot. And there's actually no way of telling it's happened unless you've patched your Internet Explorer. Now, this is pretty crazy. I mean, it gets strange when various sites start using viruses to actually promote their stuff. This is something we're going to come back to in the technical part of the show. But I think that's pretty bad. Anyway, I don't like people trying to push their advertising on me. I'm very much against that. Don't like that. But what we're going to do, seeing as it's an advertising, a legitimate advertising system, we're going to implement that. We are going to release the Havoc virus. Now, this is a virus that is not going to be like any other virus. It's a virus that works on the honors system. Oh yes, that's right. Now, if you guys don't know what a virus that works on the honors system is, what happens is we catch one of you. We say, you have the virus. That's all we do. We just message you, you have the virus. Now, as you have got the virus, you are absolutely honor-bound to delete some random files on your hard drive and then tell somebody else that you've got the virus. Okay? There's no actual virus here. You just have to do it because it works on the honor system. Oh, and part of the message that you pass on, you have to tell them to listen to the Havoc Radio. So, there you go. This is our honor system virus. I'll put the rules up on the website anyway. Far, far better. Right, let's just have a scroll up and down through my news. No, that's basically pretty much everything. I'm going to be back shortly. I'm going to pass you over to ADOC, so he can tell you all about all the scene news that he has. He's got a lot of interesting stuff that you guys need to listen to, of course. And just before we go any further, I've had quite a few requests to change the format of the show. Now, I've had a few requests to change the format of the show. Some people have said to me, "Yeah, it's great. We like the way that you talk about the scene and you have a laugh and whatever." But we'd also like to hear some technical news, some news that is slightly outside the scene. So I just want to take a channel vote between now and then. Who would like to hear some more technical news, some more in depth news, news that are around the world but not kind of scene news? You know, still computer related but not scene news. So we're going to take a vote on that anyway. We just seem to have landed in the middle of a net split, which is great. Right, I'm going to pass you over now to ADOC of Huggy. He's going to bring you the latest scene news. Before then, I'm going to let you listen to one absolutely classic scene module. This one comes from Tesco, from the demo Hop, and respect to Magic Mushroom, Trev, and all the Tesco guys, most definitely. Okay, guys, we'll be back shortly. Thanks.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Thank you. style.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. Shoutcast.
Scene News with Adok of Huggy.
Hi and welcome to my Scene News Corner. Here's Adok of Huggy speaking. In the background you hear music by Sticky and by Leiderkin. So what's up? A very interesting news in my opinion is that the new issue of Eurochart has been released, the 42nd issue. It's for Amiga of course, but it's also possible to read it on PC using WinUIE. You will need a library called XPKMasterStore, which you can get at www.amigaworld.com, and you will need to copy it to your Linux directory in WinUIE. But apart from that, there shouldn't be any problem to run it, in my opinion. It's a very interesting issue, in my opinion. It contains a lot of articles about writing and disk makes, and also, in general, the lifestyle of a disk maker, so to speak. How you make a disk maker. And in general, of course, about the Amiga scene. There is a lot of information, a lot of up-to-date information. For example, about this person called Shane the Lone Wolf, the Lone Dog, or something like that, who used to upload Destroyans to SceneOrg recently. Even if you don't manage to run it using WinUIE, you can download it nevertheless, because the articles are unpacked and uncompressed. You can read it using Notepad or any text editor. So this will be no problem. You can get it at www.irishq.dk. That's the homepage of the group Iris, which releases this magazine. And by the way, there's also an online database of RAW that was a leading disk mag several years ago in our Amiga scene. It was a very funny and sarcastic magazine. It was like a tabloid. Some German people told me it was the Bild-Zeitung of the Amiga scene, made by Lord Helmut and such legendary writers. There are issues 7 to 10 online for reading at the moment. And it's a real pleasure, in my opinion. I have never read the disk mag before. I really like it. Unfortunately, you can't download the HTML file in a zipped archive or something like that. You have to read it online or save it to disk. But anyway, go check it out at eternal.rrm.net/raw/raw in capital letters /index.html. Some news about Huggy, or should I say Huggy. Huggy News is now available as HTML files. It used to be released as text files. It has been converted by Matt Oz, the editor of WildMag, and I really want to thank him for that. It makes reading more comfortable. At www.huggy.de you can get this all, of course. And regarding Huggy 22, there are already 400 kilobytes of articles about a great variety of subjects. Of course, a lot of the scene articles, for example, an interview with the Farbrush guys, and of course a lot of coding articles about sound sentences, as I mentioned the last broadcast, or about 3D visibility pipelines, and a lot of topics which were requested by our readers in the mailing list. For example, PHP. There will be 4 articles on PHP in the next issue, but there will also be political articles. A satirical corner will be included in the next issue, and there will even be a how to get a girlfriend tutorial by Tomcat of the Green Room. Stay tuned for that. I'm sure you won't need it, but it is an interesting read in any case. And it's not that badly written at all, like you might imagine. It's a very good tutorial, in my opinion. Oh, No. I want to talk about my experiences here. Anyway, I should report that there are new songs by Yiro. Yiro is the person who made the background music in Huggy 21. You can get it at scene.org in his directory, /music/artist/Yiro. It's the 26th and 27th release of him this year. I also have to announce new parties. There's La Wood Partie en France, organisé par le groupe Amigaist Food Tower Inc. Well, the website is in French, so this won't be interesting for foreign singers, I guess. Well, I mean for non-French singers. I'm also a foreign singer, and I'm from Austria. It's at tme.hth.cx/woodparty. And there's also a party in Slovakia for ZX Spectrum, Commodore 64 and Atari. You can get more information at www.forever.miesto.sk. It's called Forever 2E3 Second Edition. And there are two updates of two very good databases I have to inform you about. One is called Scenery, and the other is called CNET. You may know CNET better. It is this email and homepages update of homepages database by Gandhi. And it's now also a real scene portal at www.cnet.de with a lot of articles and interviews. It's really good. I recommend it to you. A lot of articles from QT and many Amiga disc makes are covered there. And the other thing, Scenery, this is mainly a database about the Amiga scene, a historical database with all the releases by the groups and reviews and the members and who joined and who left and such things. 2 megabytes of text. It's the first real history book of the scene. It's really great. You must have it. exotica.fix.no/info/scenery. That's the URL. There's also a very interesting topic which is not scene-related, not directly scene-related, but it's closely connected to it. It's called Generative Art, www.generative.net. This appeared and comes with IBM PC Demos a few days ago, and it's about creating programs that really create art on your PC. I really recommend looking at this. There's also a discussion mailing list, and a few singers like Inopia or Knoss or Ritz are, let's say, teaching the people there about the demo scene. In fact, they already know about it and I admire it, so the scene is more known than some of you might expect. And for the people among you who may be beginners or maybe not even demo singers at all, there's also a good introduction to demos, a technical introduction mainly aimed at game developers, written by Vincent Scheib, that's a PhD student in America who wants to get the demo scene shown and presented at SIGGRAPH. It's at www.gamasutra.com. I find it very good. Another thing I might mention is that Cowboy has left Maxim Pyre due to some conflict concerning why the two demos, and he joined Array. His new website is at hgm.spray.se/Lindstrom, as if you remember this. But check out www.google.com or another search engine and search for Cowboy written with a K, and you will probably find it. Cowboy is written with a K because this was a funny fact about Next Empire. All members had to use handles that had a length of six characters, and they had to start with a K. This was very funny. This was this uniform atmosphere at Next Empire. It comes with IBM Pistol Demos. B-Hat has also pointed to demos by an Australian group called I2PE. You can get these demos at i2pe.com. The Craps is one of the demos. It's a kind of parody to the product by Fabrausch. Fabrausch, by the way, there will also be an interview with the Fabrausch people in the next Hygge issue. There's also the rumor that the PC Demo Club fan club by Jeremy Williams might have been hacked, because it says the next version is coming in the year 2008. It's a bit late, isn't it? But maybe this was intended, I don't know. If you want to see it with your own eyes, www.shareware.org/fanclub. There's also a new Flash version of the Sunflower homepage, and Unreal announces that there will be Sunflower banners and Sunflower wallpapers, Sunflower screensavers, and all sorts of merchandise for your fans in the near future. Well, if you're interested in that, sunflower.opengl.org.pl. I personally would, of course, be more interested in seeing new demos by Sunflower. But you can't get it all, can you? Anyway, you will get UT22, or Hage 22, as Steph Bass pronounces it, very soon. The deadline for article submission is March 15. So if you want your articles to get used, send them to me now until this date at hute@netway.at. hute@netway.at. I also want to mention the Underground Mine Flash Intro Combo organized by the Italian demo group Spinning Kids. www.spinningkids.org/umine. And by the way, of course, there's also this web 4K competition with web art in 4 kilobytes, and you can now vote for the best piece. There are only 2 days until the end of the voting phase. So hurry up! Is it web4096.message.sk? So basically, this was the news of this week. I hope you enjoyed it and had some valuable information for you. And of course, I would be pleased in your feedback at Hugi or Huggy at netway.at. I have to get accustomed to the new pronunciation or the correct English, but I'm learning, of course. So, bye!
That doesn't look like the next generation of computing to me!
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
cat's head, and that's the way I like it!
Yes, guys, we're back again. Okay, so through that broadcast there, we've had a few questions come in. I'm going to leave some of the news until the very end. One shout going out right now to Firelord. Of course, Firelord tuning in now. He runs Toontown BBS, a little bit of an advert for him now. I'm not going to put all the details straight onto the air anyway, but you can get all the details off him. He'll be in Hash Aim Elite on FNET at any time. But Firelord, Toontown BBS, don't forget it. This module in the background here is from Aquafresh, a very, very old module. Called Mad Mice, actually. We've got a classic module coming up for you next, so stick around and listen in for that. Let's have a look on the channel before we carry on. Dapper says, if he sends me a demo, will you be making a video for SIGGRAPH? I personally won't be, but the SIGGRAPH organisers will be. So, yes, it's basically the answer to that question. Dapper and anyone else, of course, if you want to get your stuff into SIGGRAPH, just get in contact with me. I'll sort all the details out with you later on. Okay, possibly a few bits and pieces on the configuration may need change. There's been a couple of cuts in the stream, so I'll see if I can sort that out. Anyway, at this point, this is where we get onto the technical news on the Havoc Free Scene Radio. And this week round, we've had Napster. Yep, Napster is back in court again. We've been pretty much following the whole Napster thing since it started. But it started again a couple of days ago. I think this was Tuesday, Wednesday maybe, and they're back in court again. And what it basically comes down to at this point, it's practicalities. The big question that they've got to address, and pretty much what Napster's future is going to hinge on, is how will Napster prevent people from trading licensed, copyrighted material? It's basically not very clear how Napster would actually do it. And this is pretty much the catch. I mean, Napster's thousands of users, as you know, they store and name the files as and what they want. So there's basically no real way of figuring out what's copyrighted and what's not. Being MP3 that you can, encode it as you want with whatever ID you want, and there is no way of tracking what is a copyrighted file. So they can't really do it by iterations. They can't really do it by some kind of hierarchy structure. So that's going to be interesting. It may be that they win but lose anyway. But there you go. And if that wasn't enough, peer-to-peer networking, Nutella basically. Nutella has been receiving the peer-to-peer worm. It's a virus that travels pretty much across Nutella. It's different from the previous Nutella infections. Basically, what it does at the moment, it actually acts as its own node in the network. So whereas other ones were just file names that looked like you might want to download them, this time it's actually a proper virus. It opens up its own node and you can download it. The way it spreads is pretty simple, actually. When you run with a infected Win32-based, Windows-based computer, the virus attaches itself to the Nutella network. Then, unlike normal network nodes, which connect using port 6000 about, it attaches to the network using port 99. As a lot of the traffic on the Nutella consists of queries and results and responses to these queries, the virus node listens to the stream of traffic and replies to every query with a perfect result. So what happens is you're sitting there, you search for a file name, it's always going to return that it actually has that file. So you're always going to end up downloading this because you think that's what it is. It's going to return an exact result, but the catch is it's going to be an executable file of 8K. So when you download it, it's actually an executable 8K file. So if you're actually stupid enough to download it and install it, it copies itself into the startup folder of any Windows based computer and infects you that way. So there we go. Actually, talking about Napster, this is another scary thing. Napster users, the police have been going around knocking down people's doors in Belgium, and they're actually arresting people for using Napster, which is pretty scary. So if you're in Belgium and you know somebody you don't like, just spoof their IP and load Napster and maybe they'll get busted. But anyway, yeah, the user base is going down. Napster users are getting busted. Is it the beginning of the end? You don't know. Well, let's see. What other news? VeriSign. VeriSign are the people that control the master list of web addresses, the .org and .net suffixes. They've basically agreed to hand them over and keep the rights to manage the .com names. What does this basically mean? Not really a lot for us, But it basically means that they get a lot more money. I think the figure is something like the figure is something like 200 million they get because of this, and they get money to make it more efficient and all that kind of rubbish. So you don't know. Anyway, let's have a look. What else? Now I spoke about this briefly at the very start. Unauthorized homepage replacement, and by using I've just found the URL, passthison.com. Don't go there, this is not an advert, that site sucks. But basically, passthison.com, when you go there, it exploits a bug in Internet Explorer, and it actually modifies bits and pieces on your computer, and what it can do is it can change the homepage on Internet Explorer. So the first time you go there, that sets your homepage, so every time you load up your web browser, it's going to change your preferences and direct you straight back to pass this on. Now, to be honest, this is not good. This is like invasion of privacy and all that kind of stuff. So I figure we should all boycott passthison.com if we ever used it in the first place. So that's not good. What else have we got? In New Zealand, the Crimes Act allows enforcement officials to intercept any cell phone call. So since Vodafone's network uses encryption to protect the calls from people trying to sniff their, phone calls and get their ESNs out of the air and all that kind of cell hacking, the police were pretty much unable to intercept calls on Vodafone network. So to stop this, the New Zealand government is basically paying Vodafone $1.1 million to alter the network so that the police can actually listen into your conversation. So, I mean, that's pretty crazy, actually. You know, the government actually paying a private company so that they can eavesdrop on people's conversations. So that's pretty crazy. Let's have a look. What else? Now this one was interesting. Self-cleaning windows. Scientists have actually invented the first self-cleaning window. It's a chemically treated window. The thickness of this chemical treatment apparently is like one coin on top of the Empire State Building. So that's pretty thin. And it repels dirt, and it links like rain molecules or whatever together, and it makes it run off and clean the window. So the easiest way to clean the window now is you just throw a bucket of water over it, and it cleans itself. Very cool, very clever, and it doesn't smear. So that's great. Scientists, they've also spent about £1 million on the best way to crack an egg. They researched this for months and months and months to find out what it was the best way to crack an egg without breaking the yolk. So to me, that's a bit of a waste of time and money. And I guess we now know the best way to crack to break an egg perfectly is to throw a self-cleaning window. To be honest, this world's a bit crazy. They did this thing last year where scientists spent about £500,000 figuring out the best way to dunk biscuits into tea, which is that's just crazy. Anyway. Axel was saying, I like broken yolks, and that's no yolk. Let's have a look. Wireless Flash, yes. New version of Flash Player, or what is it? Macromedia Flash, isn't it? Macromedia Flash Director. They've just released a new Flash Player for Pocket PC. So what this basically means is the developer's version is it's available as a free download. It's got problems with it. It can't support MP3s. It doesn't the menu features. If you've ever used Macromedia Director, you get kind of various inbuilt menu features. It doesn't support all of those. But developers are already using that version to build business and entertainment applications with on low bandwidth devices, which is that's pretty funky, to be honest. Things are getting smaller, and it's all going towards the. It's all going towards the kind of wireless network and mobile devices kind of thing. Sachs just posted to the channel, what's the best way to train the egg once you've cracked it? It's release it as a bunch of zips, put a file ID on it, and see what sites you can upload it to. And I recommend Toontown. Go and upload it to Toontown. There we go. Also, go and upload it to Dialhard. Has to say, Clarion Fury, the official Havoc Scene BBS thing, you know. Well, it's not really the official one, but it's their BBS, so go and listen to that. how do you one disc a six-pack of eggs? This joke is going to go on for a while, isn't it? What else have we got? Yahoo.com. It's apparently trying to discourage a hostile takeover. They've been losing loads and loads and loads of money. And what they've done is they're basically trying to adopt a shareholder rights plan to discourage a hostile takeover. What this basically means is that... every shareholder, or every person that owns a share of Yahoo gets a right to vote on a decision, or I don't know, some kind of rubbish like that. I don't understand exactly how it works, but it makes it harder. It means that the business can't actually do things without consulting with the shareholders. The company released a statement. They said the rights plan was not adopted in response to any effort to acquire control of Yahoo. Crap, to be honest. They did it so they wouldn't be taken over. There's been a lot of takeovers recently, what with Dejan News being taken over and then disappearing for weeks on end anyway. Let's see what else we got here. Now I talked about this. I talked about this 2 weeks ago, I think. The C4 protection system. Now this is something we're going to keep a close eye on. I think people are trying to put copy protection on every hard drive. Basically, it's going to happen very, very soon. I think we talked about this too. C4 encryption or C4 protection makes use of an unused portion of the hard drive on the ATA drives, basically, to store a bit of information saying what files are encryptable and what files are not encryptable, and what files are copyrighted and what files aren't copyrighted. What basically happens is they've created this new standard to make use of a meg of read-only storage. Now, this is not just hard drives now. We're talking about memory sticks and all that kind of stuff, solid-state storage. Make use of a meg of it and call it a media key block, this is called. It's the technical information, apparently, is this is a matrix of 16 columns and 3,000 rows even. A static unique key in a separate hidden area of the drive identifies the individual drive. Making use of broadcast encryption and one-way key algorithms, it basically makes it very, very difficult to break the encryption and use copyrighted software. And it's actually changing the ATA specification. Now, this is a big problem, you see. When we think of this, when we think of like hard drive protection, we think like the hard drive that's in your PC and you can hack around it and there shouldn't be too much problems. But you think how many devices out there actually use hard drives or solid state? You've got your MP3 players, you've got your CD drives now, personal CD players. They use they've got a fair old amount of memory in them. TiVos or TiVos, however you call them, so you'll have no copying TV programs. So it's a bit scary. It's a bit scary, and I think we really need to keep a good eye on this, see what's going on. Right, that's basically the technical news for now. We've had some more news come in. Very shortly, I'm going to pass you over to Clary and Fury, who are going to talk to you a bit about... have a listen. You'll hear what they're talking to you about. In the meantime, if you guys have got any news that you want me to broadcast, any information or any adverts for your services, your group or your BBS, send them to me, email them to me, and I will put them on just before the end of the show. Okay, I'm going to pass you over now. I'm going to leave you with Exterminate from a demo, which I can't actually remember now, but from Hollywood. So if somebody could actually remember what this demo is called, it would really help. Right, guys, what I'm going to do, just start this module off here now, as you should be able to hear that in the background. Anyone that can remember what this module is actually from, which demo, please tell me, because it's annoying the hell out of me. Made by Hollywood, it's called Exterminate. Hollywood, of course, of Mono 211 fame. He's the man. Some real good music from them. Found this on one of my old CDs. I'm going to leave you with this now, guys, and have a listen to Clary and Fury. They'll take good care of you guys. I will be back very shortly to round off the show and give you the last little bit of news. The Havoc Free Scene Radio, you know you're listening to it. We're the only ones.
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
Hi, this is Yuri.
And Clary from Drifters.
And you're listening to the Evoxine radio station.
It really whips the llama's ass.
Hello, this is Ravian. You're listening to the Havoc Freenet Radio.
Oh, shit.
This is Vincent, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
Oh, we already knew that.
Welcome to the real world.
Havoc!
Activity is not an option.
Hello, and welcome to the Havoc Free Scene Radio. My name is Fury.
And I'm Clary.
And welcome to our fourth broadcast.
So what are we going to talk about this week?
We will talk about freaking, the theory of freaking, of the different freaking methods, and how this had to do with the rest of the scene.
So perhaps you can explain us what is freaking?
Freaking in general is just describing that someone is calling for free, like making phone calls for free. That's a freak.
And how many methods or only one?
There are plenty of methods. You can't imagine what ways people find to call for free. But in this broadcast, we will just concentrate on two methods, the blue boxing and calling cards, because that was what most people in the scene were using.
So what is calling card?
Calling card, probably you all know what it is. It's phone companies. They give out cards, like credit cards. Only they are just used for making phone calls with their respective company. Like they have a number on them. And using that number, you can call wherever you want, just by talking to an operator and tell him where you want to call and what's your calling card number, and then it will connect you. And you can call for free because if it's your real calling card, then of course you will get a bill afterwards, because they just remember where you called, how long, and so on, and then send you a bill. And back in time, there were clever people. They got calling cards. They were not their own, so they sold them or gave them away. And people called with those calling cards, which were not their own. And of course, someone else got the bill. Probably most of the time, the owner of the calling card didn't have to pay the bill anyway, because the phone companies are insured against fraud. Maybe you want to know how it's technically, or
how does it work technically?
It's more or less like I described before. When you had a calling card, then you called. I mean, imagine you are in a country like Germany or wherever. It doesn't really matter. Every company that gave away those calling cards, they had free numbers in every country to reach. It was mostly US companies like AT&T, MCI, Sprint, and they had free numbers in every country to reach their operator in the USA. So you called the free number in the country you were in to reach that company, and then you talked to the operator, and like it was your calling card, you just told them where you wanted to call, and you gave the calling card number, and they connected you. And so you could call everywhere, and the scene people, they mostly used that method to connect to boards.
How did they notice the company? How did the company notice that it was too much after a while, or how did they notice that many people were using that to call PBS and so on?
Well, in the beginning, when all this started, they didn't notice that for a long time. I mean, there were times where almost the whole scene used one calling card, and for months before they found out. But afterwards, it was quite popular amongst seniors to use that method, and so they found out, because there was a lot of the same numbers, because obviously BBS, they seldom change their numbers, and a lot of people called those numbers, always the same numbers, so they noticed that it was always that, and then they paid much more attention to it. Afterwards, there were even blacklists, like some BBS numbers couldn't even be called with a with calling card numbers because they noticed that most of the calls were using stolen credit card.
Okay, and many people were busted, or how did it finish with the calling card?
Yeah, I think in, I don't know, in 94 or 95 there was a huge bust, and there were even people from within the phone companies, they gave out calling cards to the scene, and when those people got busted, it was mostly finished with calling cards, and also people are all over the world got busted, and that quite stopped that. Also, it was not really widely practiced anymore because they died much too quickly. The calling cards. I mean, after one day, it didn't work anymore because they found out.
Yeah, so they I guess they got faster and so on. So, what about the blue boxing?
Yeah, blue boxing was a completely different way of freaking, and in my opinion, a much more noble way, because with the calling cards, you always used someone else's cards, so it was really like stealing their card. I mean, it's, most sinners were not really thieves, but nobody actually had a problem to abuse a huge phone company's phone line, and that was more like blue boxing was about. Basically, the theory of blue boxing is you connect to a country. For example, in South America or Africa or Asia, where they still have quite old phone lines, it needs to be a system called a C5, CIITT5 line. That was quite an old system to connect between countries, which was going over satellite. And the theory was you took a free phone number from your country to that respective country. And then you sent, over the very phone line you were talking to, you sent a little signal that told the other side that you actually hung up. So the other switching station in the Philippines or wherever, it thought that you actually hung up, but you haven't. You are still on the phone line. So then you could send another special signal over the phone line to tell the switching station that you wanted to make another call, and the switching station thought it was an internal signal, not from a customer, from a real phone line, but from another switching station. So it accepted your request, and then you could send a phone number where you wanted to call, and it connected you. And as you were from your own billing stuff, you were already disconnected because the phone line thought you were disconnected, but you weren't, so it didn't bill you. And yeah, that's basically the theory of blue boxing, and it's much more noble in my opinion, because you only used phone lines and nobody actually got a bill. It was not that you stole something; you just stole the bandwidth from a big phone company. But as they had the bandwidth anyway, if it's used or not, it was just using bandwidth that was not used before, and nobody got a bill.
And who discovered the blue boxing?
The legend says it was a blind guy that accidentally whistled into the phone line and got disconnected, and that's how it all started. That's a legend. I'm not really sure if it's true, but people say it's true. And there was a guy called Captain Crunch that was a pioneer of blue boxing.
How did it affect the scene, the blue box? I mean, it was after the calling card, or it was in the same time? Or it was the senior were first using calling card and then blue boxing?
I think blue boxing was first, but a long time there was both done. It's like some people were doing this, others were doing that, and it was actually quite Well. What did you ask?
So I was asking to change the music.
No, but give me the microphone. Yeah, I think about the scene you were talking.
Go.
Yeah, there was a known scene even for the whole freaking stuff. It's called the HBAC, Hacking, Freaking, and Anarchy. And that was at some point it was separate of the rest of the scene, like the Ware scene. But of course it got connected because people who were in the Ware scene, they need to call for free to connect to BBSs to trade their stuff. So there was a lot of connections there, and that's how blue boxing and freaking in general it hugely affected the Ware scene, because it wasn't really possible without calling for free. Okay, we have some more sound problems, it seems. okay, what more? What do you want to know? I mean, maybe about how it was really done. I mean, on Amiga there were programs.
On Amiga,
there were programs to emit those little sounds that you had to send over the phone line. So you can imagine someone who wanted to call for free just. He picked up the phone, he dialed the free number to Venezuela or wherever, and someone picked up, and then he just immediately sent a little signal with his computer, and usually it was with a headphone to the mouthpiece of the phone, and sent this little sound, and it immediately disconnected the line, but only the other side thought you were disconnected. So, and then he sent the number, and he was connected. It was quite easy.
But the people who were picking up the phone, it was not a machine. It was some people, so they could get the sound.
Well, it depends. Sometimes it was a machine, like can be an answer machine or whatever. Sometimes it was real people, usually operators for international lines. And of course, they didn't hear actually the sound. They just heard that somebody disconnected. So for them, it was probably quite annoying because they were just getting calls and disconnects all the time.
Yeah, and how many singers were doing that? You know, I mean.
No, I have no idea. I know a lot of people who did it, but no idea how many there was. Probably there was plenty because there were people all over the place doing that. Mostly. Some years ago, nowadays it's not that used much anymore. I'm sure it's still possible sometimes or somewhere. It depends which country, but nobody's actually doing that much anymore because usually nowadays everything is on the internet and you just need a fast line at home. And then with blue boxing, you always had very very poor phone line quality, so that didn't really help nowadays.
Okay, so now we're gonna talk about the news of the week.
It's Clara's birthday yesterday. So did you have a lot of greetings on the net?
Oh God, yes, I got a lot of greetings. So I have to greet everybody who greets me. Also, last week I did a little personal record. I had a chat of 12 hours. And I wanted to know if some other people did the same ones to have a chat, some record chat, and so on. Yeah, and
you're not talking 12 hours without stopping.
Only 1 hour for eating at midday, and half an hour in the night to stop.
You are insane. But well, it's sure a nice record. You should be in the record book of Guinness.
Also, beside this little record, we have a channel, Havoc Radio. I mean, I guess you noticed some times ago. But what's new is that we've got some bots, Radio Base and Pyro, that are handled by Ecstasy. And you can message the bot to have a list, and then you can have some MP3 and from the last broadcast, and also from some other song and so on, and from module.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
The Havoc. All your shoutcasts belong to us.
listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hey guys, we're back again. Yes, a lot of people just wanted to know what that module is. I'm going to let you sit there and have a think about that for a second. But like I say, we always have the best music on here. Keep tuning in, guys. Okay, who wants to know what that module is? Okay, that was Lemon & Ounce. Lemon & Ounce number one from Julius of Leven. So, definitely, guys, that was a quality module. Okay, we're back here. We've just got a little bit of news now before we wind up the broadcast. It's shorter than normal this week. Just a lot of stuff going on. It takes so long to sort these broadcasts out sometimes, and I just didn't really have enough time to get everything as sorted as possible. But anyway, let's have a look, see what the news is that we've got, Mac. Mac A, O2, his C64. His modules are online at http://remix.kwed.oeg/download.php/470/macao2mysc64.mp3. I'll post that URL to the website, and Mac will give that to you if you ask for it again in the channel right now. Also, remix.qwed.org is back online after a 2-week downtime. So that's good news. It's back online. We've also found out, didn't really find that out, but Sack seems to have a completely unhealthy obsession with Game Boy Color. But we'll see if we can cure him of that. Anyway, like I said at the start of the broadcast, we're going to have three people at Mecca. As it gets closer to the time, we're going to be telling you more about that, hopefully broadcasting live the whole weekend. Giving you all the latest info and live from the party. So keep tuning in, keep hearing all the news we've got on that. Told you about the bots, even though the bots seem to have disappeared. Oh, look, the bots have just come back in the channel again. Bots are back. We should have a live dial-in centre here, so you should be able to get on the air live. I'm not exactly sure when we'll sort this out. Hopefully for the next broadcast. If we can't do it for the next broadcast, it will be as soon as after, but we'll definitely have it set up before Mecca, so you know where you're going to come for the latest and the first information. We've actually been offered a partnership with another radio station. Another radio station's contacted us and said that they want to rebroadcast our archives and our slots on their station at a later date. We're probably going to take them up on this offer. There's a few technical details that need to be thrashed out, but if it gets the scene, if it gets the havoc out there to even more people, that can only be a good thing. So, that's going to be a partnership. I'll probably have some more news about that next time. Again, like I said at the start, we've had requests to do shows every single week and split the broadcast up a bit. We're going to look into that, guys. But we can't do that unless we get some more support. Basically, that's what it comes down to. So we need a lot more support. So send your slots in. That's the first thing, of course. Send your slots in. Send your adverts in. That's one thing that we really do need. We need you guys to make us some adverts. You know, anyone that's any good with music. You heard an advert earlier on. I'll just see if I can. I'll play that again for you, just so you can hear the kind of thing that we're looking for. You know, just like 30-second. 30-second adverts, just play on the station and to give to other people so they can listen.
Hi, this is Fury.
And Clary from Drifters.
And you're listening to the Evox Scene radio station.
It really whips the llama's ass.
Hello, this is Ravian. You're listening to the Havoc Freenet Radio.
Oh, shit!
This is Vincent, and you're listening to the Havoc Free Scene Radio.
Oh, I already knew that.
Welcome to the real world.
Anyway, you get the idea. But I mean, that's really the kind of thing that we're looking for. So anyone that's got some time that wants us to do that, that'll be cool. We can always take some of that. Let's have a look. What other news we've got? Let's see. We're gonna look at getting some more equipment in here. Get the broadcast quality a bit better. And as part of that, I've just been speaking to a guy today. Not going to say his name yet until we've got all the arrangements sorted out. But thanks to him, we've just had an offer of a huge amount of bandwidth. So, we may do two streams, and they will hopefully be a lot better quality. And, that's all there is to say until I've got some more news. I'm going to be discussing it with him tomorrow. So, hopefully by the next broadcast, maybe it won't be set up by the next broadcast, but we should have some firm news for you by that broadcast. Anything that makes this station better, it's got to be good. So, big thanks to that guy. Let's have a look. What other news we got? We're actually going to start checking stuff before we do the broadcast because the Broken Desert Dream module. It would help if we did a little bit more preparation than we usually do. So we'll start checking stuff out, making sure it's all working. We're going to be looking at the TV channel as well. We're going to try and run a TV station off here, as I mentioned a couple of times. But it all comes down to bandwidth again, doesn't it, guys? So we'll see. I need to figure out the best way of delivering that and the best way of sorting it out. But with this offer of bandwidth, you never know. We might be able to get it sorted out quicker than we thought. Bit of bad news at the moment. Bucko of Depth and Area 51 has been busted. He's being investigated by FAST at the moment. They've come in, they've taken all his kit, and they're checking him out as they do in their own little way. So that's bad news. That's bad news. Aside from that, just scrolling up and down my news list here, that's pretty much it. We've had quite a short broadcast this time. It's only been about an hour and a half, 30 minutes less than the other ones. But as I say, we had some problems and some things going wrong at the start of this broadcast. I mean, I only got Clarion Fury slot about 5 minutes before we actually before we started the show. Mac unfortunately couldn't make it this week, but he's going to make it in next week with the broadcast. We're going to, as I say, we're going to look at, yeah, Sack has just said FAST has actually busted someone, fuck me. Yeah, it's true, they've actually done something, which is pretty impressive. I'm sure everybody in the UK BBS scene remembers Mr. John Loder. But here we go, he gave us some entertainment. Let's have a look, what else? Yeah, I mean, basically, that's pretty much it, guys. We had a bit of a panic getting it all working today. As I said, the mixer broke, and Clarion Fury had to send me their slot a couple of minutes beforehand, and all that kind of stuff. But hopefully we should get this all sorted out. Next week, what's coming up next time? I don't really know. Hopefully, as I say, Drift and Randall should be here. We're going to get some more people down here. We've got loads of people in the UK that are around this area. So we shall see who we can get in. A lot of people I know listen to the archives, and they've said that it's convenient to run this on a different day, so we might rebroadcast on another day. I might do another live show on a Sunday. Have to think about that. Have to see, get some people's opinions. But basically, as Mackay says, it's good for the stress factor with no preparation. You're damn right, it's stress factor. Basically, to make a decision, I need your feedback. I need you guys to send me emails, to message me on IRC, tell me what you think, tell me how it's going, give me your opinions, all that kind of stuff. Without that, I don't know what you want. And if I don't know what you want, I'm just going to carry on doing it the way we think you want. So if you want changes, you have to get in contact with us. Right. I basically think that is pretty much it for the moment. We've got other bits and pieces. I think we're going to leave some of this till the next show. I'm going to scroll down the channels and just check the email now. That's actually another thing. Every time I do a show, like I'm doing right now, I can't even remember my password now. Oh, I can't even remember my password. Right, every show that I do, for some reason, I seem to read out. There we go. No, I can't remember my password. No, forget it. Okay, yeah, every show that I do, I seem to read out my password on the air, which is pretty crazy. So I need to go and cycle all my passwords every time. So I've got to stop doing that. Let's see. Mackay's going to go off and do a rant soon. Reminder to Mackay, and of course, reminder to all of you, we've got the Havoc FTP site open. That's 62.30.215.136, port 8453, username radio, password radio. We're going to try and get one of those .ru extensions, you know, the DDNS domain names for the FTP site. We'll see if I can sort that out. But log in there and upload all your stuff for the station. We don't want porn, we don't want wares, but we do want stuff that we can use for the station. Okay, guys. Well, like I say, thanks for tuning in. We're just going to do a quick name check down the channel. Respects going out to ADOC of Huggy, Olodox, Axel, Bounty, Clary, Conan, Dapper, Deadside, Ecstasy, Phylor, Fury, Lacoste, Marauder, Mystic, Sack, Sublet, The Scream, Zedboy, Murder, Pyro. Pyro's a bot. Why am I greeting a bot? Zergin has joined the channel just now. Mackay's on the channel. Crystal M. Murder's on the channel. And, of course, I know other guys that aren't in the channel that are listening in. People like Film, people like Sulfur, Lazy, Crazy, Lazy and Crazy, there you go. And who else we got? Of course, can't forget. Can't forget, I forgot. That's pretty much it, guys. So, until next time, I'm going to leave you now with a module from CNCD called Headhunt. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast, and look forward to speaking to you next time. Don't forget, send us all your feedback, send us all your emails, deathbase@thehavoc.co.uk. I'll be on the channel now for a little while. And looks, I'm not going to read that out on the air because it's just going to be archived for the rest of time. So until next time, guys, send me an email, deathface@thehavoc.co.uk. Send us feedback on the channel. Clary and Fury and Mackay all have got, and ADOC have all got email addresses, their own email addresses, and also at thehavoc.co.uk. Send them an email there. We'll pass it on, guys. Okay. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Much respected. And we shall be back with you in a couple of weeks. See ya. By the way, I've actually got pictures in case anyone wants to see them. We'll
built in our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast streaming audio.